So we're in Perek Yud. We're in Perek Yud, the Hemshech here of the. Sorry, let me just switch off my phone here. It's driving me mad. The same person keeps calling me. I don't know what it is. The Hemshech of this ongoing dialogue, which we've kind of lost track of, I believe, in what's going on here between the Nefesh and the Seichel. But he's going to take the next step again. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but let's take the next step and see. I think Jonathan's here now.
Yes, I'm here.
Jonathan's here. How's it, Fred? Okay, so I don't know what to
Positive,
call
yeah.
Perak Dama. Perak Yud, the ongoing conversation here between the Nefesh and the Seichel. We've kind of lost track of this conversation in terms of holding the thing together and seeing the threads that are running through, but we're picking up stuff as we're going along. Let's see what he does now, how he goes forward here. So you all remember exactly what the Seichel has said, and the Nefesh says, I understand everything you've said. And I paid attention to everything you said. And now I want you please to explain to me, to clarify to me. In what place and in what time, in other words, when is it appropriate to use these midas, these praiseworthy midas? Why would you want to do that? I don't know, but he also wants to know when he can use these mugunois, the not such good midas, that you will praise me for my midas. And you will acknowledge that I am using the midas in the correct time and place. Well, so that's a reasonable request. These midas we've been talking about, I want to know how to use them correctly. While there would be a good and correct time to use the midas hamugunois, I don't know. Those are the things you're trying to avoid. But let's see what he says. Hasbira seichel, midosayichen rabois. You have many, many midas. Again, translating the word midas is very, very difficult. Characteristics, exactly what we mean by midas, I'm not sure. If there's a whole shiur just to look, what about midas? Midas isn't that you're a nice guy. There's a lot of midas. They're just the characteristics you were born with. Midas are where you're battling and struggling to do what Hashem wants you to do in this situation. Avraham Avinu had very good midas. Avraham Avinu was a Baal Chesed Otzon. But he had to do something that was on the surface very achzori. He had to do something which went against his midas. That means he had to do something that goes against his natural characteristics. So that's midas. Midas is where you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, even though it goes against your natural tendencies. But anyway, we've got rabois midois. I will mention the things that come onto my mind now. Amongst all the midas you have two midas. You have happiness and you have sadness. The opposite, happiness and simcha are opposites. Very interesting. Well, when should you be with Simcha? I'd say, when I'm going to bris, I'm going to a wedding, then you have to be with Simcha. When should you be sad? When you go to the Levaya, Rachman's son, you have to be sad. That's how I'm not the Seichel, that's why. But what would you say? I would say, what's the correct place to use Simcha? You tell me, at a Simcha. Happy events, your friend's making a Simcha, so use Simcha for him. And when are you supposed to be sad? When you're a Noisimachavera, when you're at a Levaya, when you go visit someone who's sitting in Shiva or whatever. That's when you should be sad. He says something completely unpredictable. Totally unpredictable. You know when you have to be besimcha? Is when you're for sure. Betuach. Shehano tiyeh nitzchis. That the pleasure you're getting will be eternal. Velotis arev bo atzvus. V'yitisha b'shemusoy. You don't add no mixture of sadness into there. And the simcha stays b'shemush. As the filo is midas asimcha, then, sorry, no, that's not right. When you know that the would have to see the Pithrelavia, when you know that the Hanor you're getting is Nitzris, is eternal, you mustn't add in there any sadness. And this Hanor you're getting will remain Shleimus. Then you activate the mid of Simcha. Tafilu. That's when you activate the mid of Simcha. It's not just something that happens automatically. You win the lottery, so you be Simcha Mameila. And after a while, you go back to being sad because there's nothing new happening. No. You have to feel the simcha. The Chovas Tavovos is telling a big sod here. The sod here is that midas, we have to activate them. We have to use them correctly. Not just things that happen to you and you get happy and you get sad. You're just like a tennis ball, whichever they hit you, that's the way you bounce. No, you must mafil. You're activating the midah. So he says in the Pischei Lev, I don't know, he's bringing it down, the Ma'apel HaNefesh, says it like this, betuch, when you for sure clear 100% that the Hanor, the pleasure, the benefit you're getting is eternal, claimer, there's nowhere else to be besimcha except in eternal things. Your avodas Hashem, your mitzvahs, your Torah. Oh, that's how you have to read it. Yeah, I wasn't sure how to read it. Then you can be for sure that this hanor, this pleasure, this simcha you're getting will be completely pure and there'll be no sadness mixed into it in Olam Haba. And all the other benefits and pleasures a person gets, he doesn't have to be happy. You have to be happy all the time. I'm not sure what he means because we always be simcha. We're talking about extra simcha. There could be a lot of tzar involved in this pleasure you're getting, and in the end, it's all going to end anyway. So, what are you getting simcha dik about? Avodas Hashem, Torah, mitzvahs, things that are eternal, that's something to get besimcha about. V'chein legabei midas ha'atzfus. Eino l'adam litatzev, ele k'shu oiver al rotzen Hashem. When should you be sad? When you did something that Hashem doesn't want you to do. That's when you're sad. V'mnei she'atzah she'egi elo mizeh yeh nitzchi v'lo yeh lo monus memenu. Person does an aveira, so the tzar that's going to come will be eternal. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't take care of it. So again, happiness and sadness are things that have to do with eternity. When I do the what I'm supposed to be doing, the pleasure, the happiness will be completely pure and it'll be eternal. The things that I shouldn't be doing, well, the tzar's going to be eternal. Well, whatever eternal means, there's ways of whatever, there's processes of dealing with it. Well, that's a bit surprising for us. That's kind of new to us. I'm not supposed to be besimcha. I mean, we say shechianu, when you get a new air conditioner, you say tova meitiv, when you eat a new fruit, say shechianu, eating the fruit's not a mitzvah. Now that I'm eating the fruit, I'm making a bracha, shechianu, but there's a simcha involved. You buy a new suit, there's a simcha, that's why you say shechianu. It means everything you're doing and everything you're involved in, all that is kulu kulu aimed for Olam Haba. You see why the seichel's talking here, because we wouldn't have chapped that so quickly. That's what simcha is. Why aren't you happy? Well, because I'm not doing anything that's eternal right now. Oh, okay. That's not something we would have, certainly I wouldn't have arrived at that conclusion had he not.
Yeah, but I don't think he's saying that that's what happiness is. He's just saying that's how you should
That's the
use
utilization.
The
The correct utilization of the mid of simcha. When do you activate your mid of simcha? When the hanor, the pleasure you're getting, is eternal. If it's not eternal, don't activate the simcha. That's what he's saying. And if it's not, if it's not going to be eternal, then you don't have to feel the simcha. There's a certain level of simcha everybody has to have, no matter what's going on. That's poshut. We're talking about activating your mid of simcha. You know why you simcha, Dick? Someone says to you, wow, you look very happy. Why are you with simcha? Because I just activated my simcha because I'm getting some eternal pleasure now. Or I'm getting pleasure that will have eternity. Why are you sad? I just did something that impacts on my eternity. Well, that's the whole cheshbon here. Very interesting. Very interesting. I feel it. You have to activate it. Man, yet. Let's go a bit further, see where he goes with this. Very interesting stuff. This. I wouldn't have said the opposite of Yira is hope. What's the opposite of fear? Hope. I don't know if I would have said that. I would have said the opposite of fear is not fear, is betochen, is menuchas hanefesh, not tikva. A Yira v'hatikva. About what could happen in the future. So there's year about what's going to be, and there's hope about what's going to be in the future. The place for year is kisha at ise dvorim shiyaviot chaladei matzav shiygroim lachatsa b'soif eloi ye toiv avurech v'loi ye loch koyach v'yicholis litchot oto malach. Where's the place for Yira? When you do things, we'll come back to that now. You do things that bring upon you, that create a situation for you that's tzar. And in there, it's not going to be good for you. And you don't have the ability or the power to push it away from you. That's Yira. He says, yeah, also in the Ma'apel Nefesh, he says, b'shat oitze dvorim, k'loima, ein lo la'odem l'fachit b'ma she'osid l'vo alav. You should never be scared about what's going to come to him, what's going to happen. Elokush yo'eva rotzen ha'boira, only when you go against the rotzen of the boira, then you have to be scared about what's going to happen. B'pnei she'ketoytzo mizeh osid hu lizboil tza nitzchi bo ilam abo, v'lo etiye achriset toiva. Because on the things you do, connected the rotz and Hashem, you're gonna suffer from that. And then it's not gonna be good for you. That's when you have to be scared. Aber mikol dovar acha, ein lo adam lefached. Anything else, machablim, bombs, missiles, they don't have to be scared of that. There's nothing to be scared about that. Understand what he says. Ela yiftach b'Hashem sho eisa rak ma shehu toiv avura. Hashem does what's good for you. You did an Aveira? Yeah, you have to be scared. You do tshuva, fine. You can stop being scared now. Calls Monday, Aveira is still lurking there. You haven't done tshuva. You got to be scared because that's not going to be good in the future. But everything else, we don't have to be scared of anything. What's going to be? There'll be a world war. There won't be a world war. This and that. What's going on? Who? But that you don't have to be prepared for. That's not the place to use Yira. Yira you use when you're worried about eternity. So where's the room for tikva? Who? Because she studly last sois dvorim shivir lecha es atoiv. Umavticho loch es aniimut bevadoit kezois she'af megiel lo tuchel lemno otro mimech. Sorry, she'af menia lo tuchel lemno otro mimech. When is the hope for the good? When do we anticipate all the wonderful things going to happen? When you mishtadling to do things that bring upon you good, you bring the rotzen Hashem, and you've been promised that you're going to get the benefit, you're going to get the pleasure, the ni'imut, the delight. You've been promised that 100% guarantee from Hashem. So there's nothing in the world can stop you getting that. Nothing can prevent you getting that good. There's nothing can separate you from this. The mitzvah that Hashem asked you to do, that's what's gonna give you the eternal good. In the end, it'll be good. So the pachad, the fear that a person has is when he does things he's not supposed to do. They have to be scared. You're scared, so you do tshuva, and then you can stop being scared. And the hope and the delight comes from knowing that when you're doing good things, Hashem promised you that in the end it's going to be gavaldic. You're going to get well paid for that. I think we've lost Eli. Yeah, okay. So that's, again, Simcha and Atzvus. Again, it all revolves around this world and the next world. It all revolves around doing what Hashem wants, not doing what Hashem wants. Yira and Tikva, same thing. Your midah, you activate your midah of Yira when you realize, hey, there's something eternally, you know, going to burn. Oh, Eli's back. You're going to burn. And hope. Well, every time you do a mitzvah, every time you're there, Hashem promised you one mitzvah, the schar, there's not enough pleasure in this world to give you for one mitzvah. And you know that that's betuach. So there you can have tikkun. There you can be, you can feel good about it. So you activate that midah. There's another two midahs. Gvuru sarei. Now that we don't really, I don't know about you, but yeah, Simcha and Atzvus we grapple with. Yira v'tikva we grapple with. Gvura salev v'racho salev. Strong heart and soft heart. I don't even know what a lev is. So let's see my words. I don't know what it is. Malka mashimush b'gvura hu, k'shato meres mul ohi v'yashem. Where's the mid of gvura? Strength is when you're staying in front of the enemies of Hashem. As Allah lilachem behem, will he boil kol etzef velamoid bakol nithayon kedai lasis is rotzen abayris barach with rotzen chasanov. When you're surrounded by the enemies of Hashem, of the physical enemies, could be people trying to stop you just to mitzvahs. You know, Klal Yisrael had the kufas where they weren't trying to kill us, they were just trying to get us to kiss the cross, and then you lived happily ever after. So we're talking about any kind of enemy. You're standing in front of Hashem's enemies. Hashem is Hashem's enemies. There you have to fight. Doesn't mean you have to fight them and kill them and do them. No, but you have to fight Lisbol, all the pain, and stand all the nisoinus in order to do the Rotzen Hashem. The Kufas were for Kaddishol to do the Rotzen Hashem. Milchoma Gadol, Inquisition in Russia. We don't have to go all the way back to Spain. People we know walk around the streets today. To do a bris milah, to go to mikveh, to make matzahs. Yeah, tzich lilachem keneged the whole Russian secret service. K'moshe kosuv ki olecho harognu kol hayoim, because for you Hashem we killed every day on Dovin Hamelech. Nechshavnu ketzayin tifcho, we like a sheep off to slaughter. That's who we are. Jewish blood is very cheap. Whatever that means. So that's where a person's got to be strong. That's where you've got to have mamash, you've got to have Gvura Salev. And Gvura Salev to be today, even, you know, I just want to take a minute. The master, we don't have this problem so much because no one's stopping you doing the mitzvahs, no one's stopping you, but there's a sort of peer pressure. There's a sort of peer pressure. You're sitting in the best midrash and learning, and there's a lot of schmoozing going on. They're talking about this, they're talking about that. It's like a social club. People get together social. It takes a lot of gvura salev just to ignore it. Or you want a cup of coffee. So you go to the tea room, make a cup of coffee, and you get out of there without getting caught up in all the Knesset meetings. So kacha be gvura salev. It's not pashut. We're standing around talking nonsense, and you, it's very easy to get caught up in it. And you have gross alive, and you sit down, you go back to learning. But even with your chavrusa, sometimes there's a couple of big gross alive. So I'm saying, I like to extract what's shaykh to me from all these things. We don't have to use gross alive to get up and go to shachris. No one's stopping you to shachris. No one's stopping to. You have a yates to horror for sure. But I'm talking about human enemies. They don't really have that problem. Yeah, we do have that problem. The whole world is out there. Our world is out there. Mama is distracting us from reality. So there's room there for Gvura Salev, I believe. Anyway. Ulamokam Racho Salev, he says, Bo Bamaga, im oive Hashem, vimanoshima oiv dimoisoi. So where's place for Racho Salev? That's when you encounter people, you come into contact with people that love Hashem, people that are serving Hashem. You mustn't fight with them. ושלא תסכוי ממי נגד מי שמוכיח אותך בתוכך שאילה תווסך. No, so don't get upset. Don't start getting chippering with someone who's giving you tochocha because it's good for you. He's coming to tell you, listen, you know, there's a lot of sedamata, I'll say. Who are you to tell me? No. Soft life. Soft life. He's a yid. He cares about you. Your wife, maybe. He cares about you. Accept what he's saying. He's doing it for your good. Yan rach levovcho v'tikone mipnei Hashem. Yan rach levovich, make your heart soft, and humble yourself in because of Hashem. Know yourself as of Hashem. So that's the room for rachos aleid. Someone's telling you that you did something wrong. Someone's pointing out something that's not so good. That's not the time to go to war. The rachos aleid, we're the opposite. Well, that's when we go to war. Don't tell me what to do. I'll show you who to tell me. No. That's time for. Thank you very much for pointing that out to me. That's a big nisoy. That's not a poshut one. We don't like people telling us what to do. And the truth is, most people today don't know how to tell somebody what to do without being over a few averas as well. The lochas of giving to chocha, what are most of us from giving to chocha? But there's a mitzvah to give to chocha. Rav Pinkus was very big on that. Rav Pinkus would go and give guys, mamash, would give them proper to chocha. He saw someone biting his nails during the week. He went to him and said, you know, you're a machal Shabbos. So what are you talking about? He said, if you bite your nails during the week, you're going to bite them on Shabbos. There's no ways. So it's machal Shabbos. Stop biting your nails. Yeah, so a stranger in the street. And it wasn't doing it because he liked giving musa. He really cared. He was, it hurt him to see a yid that was suffering because, well, you have to know how to do that. Then when you finish, the guy loves you. I go up to a guy and tell him you're biting your nails in Machal Shabbos. The guy won't speak to me again because the way I'll say it won't. It's a law you hate him in our life because I care about him. It's just, it's a shtekel guy a little bit. Let's maybe take, well, it's a long step, this next one. Let's start. If we run out of steam, we'll stop and we'll do it again. The next two are Busha v'Ozus. Busha meaning shame, embarrassment, or whatever, and ozus, meaning, I don't know, ozus is chutzpah, like strength. What's busha? Busha, you feel, there's busha and chlima. I never worked out what there's two things. There's busha and chlima. They're two different kinds of busha. Yeah, he's talking about busha. I think even over here, he's talking about boishas. Yeah, he's talking about boishas. Busha is where you rebelled against the Rotzen Hashem, who's being mative you via the teva that he gave you. Not that you stop rebelling against Hashem. Hashem gave you a teva, and it's that teva that you're using to rebel against Hashem. Befonov, uba'oide nedcho. When he's mamash in front of you and he's standing mamash right opposite you. Uboid shumochiach otcha al yedei Yehudov hatoivim v'haroim al yedei tochochas neviyov. And while this is all happening, while he's busy giving you tochocha and giving you the correct direction you need, pointing out what's good and bad, via the tochocha of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are busy telling you, don't do this, do this, do that. And the good that Hashem's giving you, using that to rebel against him. While Hashem's here, and while you're getting Musa from the Nevi'im. The Moshe Kostev in Yecheskel, Ben Adam heget es beis Yisrael, es habayis v'yikol mum v'avonai sehem. So I don't see what he's saying. Yeah, he's got all the rikus here. Okay, we're going to that now because we haven't got time, but maybe next week, remind me, there's all the Ma'apel Nefesh has all the riches and how this potsuk has something to do with what we're talking about, because I don't see it. B'nehemai in Ezra, Elokai, boishti v'nichlamti l'harim Elokai pone alecho. I'm embarrassed. You see, there he uses the two words. Boishti v'nichlamti. Why are they using two words? Bushu is chlima. Now, you see, bushu and chlima are two different things. I can't remember. The one is a bushu between you and yourself. Another one is a bushu from outside or vice versa. Lo zecheh. We say Yom Kippur. On Purim, we say, lo, 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 tikal mi v'lo Okay, but you see those two lashonos and he's using both of them. Yeah, so they're not the same thing. I'm too, says Ezra, I'm too embarrassed at to raise up my face to you. Because my sins are over my head, I'm drowning. And my shamois are all the way to the Shemaim. That's Ezra. So what do we have to say? So that's the Malkum for Busha. The Malkum for Busha is not just you sinned, but you're sitting with the Tov Hashem gave you, the hand Hashem gave you, that chesed that Hashem gave you, the eyes Hashem gave you, sitting with that Tov that Hashem gave you. So that's when a person has to be embarrassed. That's when you humble yourself, you put your head down, and you take the flak. You know when you need ozos? It's when you have to go up against the people that deny the truth, that are fighting against the truth. When you have to give commands, when you have to tell people to do chesed. Oval, and we have to warn people. Hey, you're doing an oval. Person's talking and davening. You have to roar at him. You have to shout at him. That takes ozus. That's not time for busha. Again, where do you should do this? I'm not saying aloch alamaisa now. When you should shout at somebody who's talking and davening? No, I don't know. That usually doesn't work. If you want to get him to stop talking and davening, but that's the shulchan aruch. All the other things says you have to roar at him. Again, not a halacha. Well, that's when you need azos, when you're going up against the chaitim and you see the gedolim are very much like that. To give the chokha to the little kids and the bigger kids, komoshe kosuv, samti ponei kechalamish ve'eda kilo evoish. Then I'm not embarrassed because that's not the time to be embarrassed. When I'm fighting for kovach tomayim, then that's not time to be embarrassed. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem is going to go on with other midas Mitzvah Hashem next week. So, okay, at least this, even though we don't understand the whole dialogue, we've lost track. These are very useful tools in and of themselves. Ramosha Feinstein was the most softest, soft-spoken. I never met him, I don't know him, but I mean, what you've heard from the stories, whatever. It was at the Kufa, there was something in Eretz Yisrael, the chief rabbi, there was a chief rabbi, whatever, that wasn't exactly a Yerushalayim, whatever. He did something that was very... It was off the charts. It was like Rabbi Lasher resigned from the Beit Mishpat, from the Beis Din, whatever. It rocked the foundations of Halacha in Eretz Yisrael, whatever. Rabbi Moshe had to speak in Lakewood. He was speaking, I think it was the Yortzat of Rabbi Aaron. It was the 10th Yortzat of Rabbi Aaron. The Lakewood was packed, thousands of people, whatever. Rabbi Moshe got up and he gave, people they didn't recognize Rabbi Moshe. They didn't understand what happened to him. He spoke with fire and brimstone. Why? Because when it comes to kavod shemayim, that's what you have to do. This means the Rav Moshe's midas weren't just thought he was a nice, sweet guy. No, he was feeling the midas. And when you need a mid of ozus, that's when you kick in ozus. When you need to be soft and sweet, he would sit and cry with an almana for 20 minutes. He didn't even say anything. She would walk into his room and start crying, and he would start crying. He asked him afterwards, what did he want? He says, I don't know. She came and she cried. I cried. She got up and she left. I said, I don't know what she wanted, but he was crying. Yeah, because when it comes time to put your foot down and say no, the law said it. Oh, he was fire and brimstone. So that's the okay. Very good. There's some interesting stuff coming up here. We'll say that next week, Bezrat Hashem, we get back to normal. Hopefully, we'll be. I don't know what normal is anymore, but whatever it is, day by day, we'll try and plan on learning next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Please, God. Thank you for making it.
Take good care, boys. Look after yourselves.
Take care. Bye.
Bye, gesund.